Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Excellencies, head of delegations, ladies and gentlemen, I'm honored to be here and to address the Assembly on the status of agricultural development in Tonga. The Kingdom of Tonga is an archipelago comprising of 169 islands, of which 36 are inhabited, with land area of 750 square kilometers, scattered over 700,000 square kilometers of the Southern Pacific Ocean. Tonga has a population of 100,600 people. Tonga is surrounded by Fiji and Wallis and Futuna to the northwest, Samoa to the northeast, Niue to the east, Kermadec, part of New Zealand, to the southwest, and New Caledonia and Vanuatu to the far west. Tonga lies 100,000 kilometers north of New Zealand. Agriculture is the predominant economic activity in Tonga. About 75% of Tonga's population lives in rural areas, with agriculture and fisheries as their main source of livelihoods. Agriculture, the primary sector, is significant to the Tongan economy. Agriculture contributes 17% to Tonga's GDP, provides 44% total exports, with agriculture on average contribution of 83%, forestry 3%, and fisheries 15% to the primary sector. Agriculture's contribution to GDP is based on agricultural exports and the domestic market sales. Agriculture development in Tonga faces many challenges. One is climate change. Tonga is second to Vanuatu in the world as most vulnerable to cyclones and disasters, with increased intensity of Category 5 cyclones. Climate change is a reality. Days are hotter, rainfall decreased, and sea level rise increased. Developing climate resilience agriculture is a real challenge in Tonga. Developing nutrient and carbon smart, water smart, seed smart, livestock smart, forestry smart, and the market smart technologies will be vital for agriculture production in Tonga. Tonga will welcome joining the Global Alliance for Climate Smart Agriculture. Next is soil management. Tonga is blessed naturally, very fertile soils, but the reliance on fallow to regenerate fertility is becoming a problem, since fallow period is now shortened because of pressure on land and the consequence productivity is declining in most places in Tonga. The decline in productivity is associated with soil organic matter depletion, which is also associated with a cascade of secondary problems like increasing pests and diseases, incidences, soil structural degradation, declining soil water holding capacity, and increasing soil loss. The increasing use of pesticides is quite alarming, raising concerns of soil, groundwater, and air pollution. GSP ITPS is helping our region, and Tonga will welcome FAO assistance in this area. Next is pests and diseases. With agriculture in Tonga becoming more monocropping, it resulted in increasing pests and diseases, including weeds. This has resulted in reliance on the use of pesticides, that is, insecticides, fungicides, nematicides, and herbicides. Tonga is involved in the Rotterdam and Stockholm Convention, but we need support in these areas. Next is on loss of biodiversity. Agriculture development and demands for higher productivity has resulted in promotion of a few resilient varieties of each major crops, with the consequence of loss of many of the traditional varieties of traditional root crops. Land clearance for development, including agriculture, has also resulted in loss of some of the forestry and traditional ornamental and medicinal plants. Unsustainable land preparation has also resulted in loss of soil biodiversity. Some of the microbes responsible for good soil and nutrient management are being affected. This is a vital area for resilience agriculture, and Tonga will welcome FAO assistance. Next is on water management. For higher production, good water management is needed. Most of Tonga agriculture is rain dependent, thus is very susceptible to long droughts, which are increasing in frequency. Tonga will welcome assistance in water management for commercial crops. Next, on value chain, identifying the marketable crops and developing a viable value chain. Value chain analysis will help determine market systems in terms of their improved competitiveness, efficiency, and reliability. Tonga will welcome assistance in value chain analysis. Next is on food and nutrition security. The challenges of food and nutrition security, which we have strived to sustainably improve and to combat the impact of non-communicable diseases, which is commonly occurred. NCDs have become one of the greatest challenges for Tonga's health system, where food is a main contributor to these challenges. The population rely on food imports for consumption, especially on meat, and we work on locally produced programs with the farming communities for fruits, food and home gardening, livestock production to strengthen import substitutions initiatives. With women development programs to mobilize the inclusion of the healthy eating nutrition programs in home gardening activities throughout the community development programs. Next is on infrastructure. This is also a challenge that required immediate attention, especially for export facilities and for biosecurity requirements. Food safety is paramount for the well-being of our people. There is urgent need to have infrastructure in place to such as diagnostic laboratory. Next is on capacity building. Need strengthening and upskilling of staff and farming communities to be capable in implementation of climate smart agriculture systems. And finally, talking about migration, seasonal workers and semi-skilled labor scheme. This is currently implemented to earn incomes by working in New Zealand or Australia for at least 6 months and return the following year. Majority are youths and could be a threat to the sector. However, their time back in Tonga can be focused on agricultural production, programs to sustainably maintain their interest in agriculture as a source of livelihood within this period and in the long run with availability of land for them. Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, despite these challenges that we face, Tonga and the Ministry have implemented strategies to reduce their impacts as a small isolated island in the vast Pacific Ocean. We cannot do this alone. We have received the assistance of FAO, and we need the strengthening of the partnership with FAO in alleviation of these challenges in order to be able to contribute in achieving the 2030 Sustainable Development Agenda. Once again, Tonga wants to thank Mr. Jose Graciano da Silva for the 8 years serving FAO member countries, including Tonga. We are looking forward to work and support the new Director General, Dr. Gu Deong-Yu, in years to come in his leadership. Thank you very much.